Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for everything that was said and done. To you be honor and glory. And Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we gather in this time and in this season. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your will be done. And Father, we pray even now in your most holy name that you will answer every prayer request. Every utterance will be made, that you will answer it, Father. Because, Father, we know that you hear us when we pray, when we call upon thy name. Therefore, Father, we declare and decree that your will be done on this call, and that everything will be done to give your name the praise and give your name the honor now and forevermore. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the open doors and everything that will be said and done. Father, we worship you, and we thank you for everything that you're going to do in our life. You said cast your cares upon you because you care. Therefore, Father, we cast our cares, we cast our concerns, we cast our worries, our doubt. We cast it and we give it all unto you, knowing that you're more than able to handle it and take care of whatever that concerns us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name and the praise and the glory now and forevermore. Thank you, Father, for this time in the name of Jesus. Prophetess Bethany, open up the line so we can start.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
Amen, Father God. We thank you so much for this time together, Father God. We thank you for the saints that are here on this call, Lord, the saints that are praying for family, praying for congregations, Lord. We thank you for the Master Prophet Ibn Arjun. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, and what they have started here, this foundation, Lord, of prayer, this institution of prayer, this collectiveness that, Lord, we join together in, Lord. And we thank you for the health, Lord, that is with us in our minds, bodies, and soul, Lord. We pray for healing, a healing spirit to be all over this call right now for all of those that may be touched with infirmities, Father. We cast them away right now. We call them done. We call them cured, Lord. We thank you for your curing hand, oh, Father, Lord. We thank you for what you have sacrificed for us, Lord. There is nothing that we could ever do to repay, Father, but we just love you, Lord, and we thank you for the ability to pray, Father, the ability to be in a space of creativity with our mouths, Father. And, Lord, as we move in this space of collective prayer, Father, let our actions also follow in this season. We thank you for this global congregation, Lord, that we have, Lord, that as this global congregation continues to move together in prayer, Lord, that we are impacting the school systems, Father. We are impacting the financial systems, Father. We are impacting the health systems, Father, Lord, the spiritual systems, Father, the governmental systems, Father, Lord. Let our touch and our reach be far and wide, Father. In this season, we thank you for the miracles that are upon us. We thank you for the miracles that have occurred. We thank you for, Lord, the substance that you have provided to us, Lord, when it has not even been fair, Father. It has just been because of the favor of you that we are in the spaces that we are in, Lord, and we just give you all reverence, all praise, all honor. Lord, we thank you for the continued faithfulness, Lord, in our giving, Lord. We thank you that no matter how it may look on the outside, Father, Lord, that you continue to make sure that we as a congregation, as a family, Lord, as the kingdom of God are always taken care of, Lord, and we just will continue to pour and pour and stretch ourselves because we know we do not walk by sight, Lord, but we walk by faith, and we thank you for this time together as a family, Lord. We just want to just continue to respect that the family, Lord, that we have created, Lord, that no one is lonely, Lord. We cast away loneliness. We cast away isolation. We break it now in the name of Jesus because it's nothing but a sickness, Lord, and we thank you for collectiveness and family, Lord, because as we come together, there is no one who can put each word, each prayer that we have to send to Father, because we know it is being held up in a high heavenly place, Lord. We command the windows of heaven to continue to rain down on us because of the faithfulness, Lord, that you have allowed us to share and to believe in. Lord, we thank you for this season. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Father, we bless your name tonight. God, we thank you as only we can, Father. Father, your word says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And God, I thank you tonight for prayer. I thank you tonight, Father, for the opportunity to lift our voice in this format on this line tonight, God. Father, I thank you for the master prophet, Ebenezer Jordan, and prophetess Deborah Jordan in the first prophetic family, God. Father, I thank you for your anointing and your Holy Spirit, Father, that is coming through, that is reaching the people right where they need to be reached, God. I thank you right now, Father God, Lord, even though we don't even know what we want or what we need, what we desire, Father, but your word says, God, that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want, God. We shall praise you, oh God. Father, I thank you, Father, right now for every person on the line right now. You know what's on their heart and you know where they are. You know what they're facing. You know what they're walking through. You know what they're going through. And I decree right now that we are tearing down the works of the enemy, Father God. I thank you right now for your people being strengthened in every area, on every side, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Strengthen them like never before, Father, with your word, Father God. You said your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. Tonight, Father God, we are hiding the word in our heart, Father, that we might not sin against you, because everything that every family on this line, every person on this line, you already knew what was happening before it was going to happen, Father. But in the midst of it all, we say thank you, God. We say thank you, God. We praise you anyway. We praise you in the sun. We praise you in the storm. We praise you in every situation, God. No matter what it looks like, our faith shall not fail us in this time. Our faith shall not fail us in this season, for you are a miracle working God. You are God of your word. You are God of your promises. You are God, Father God, that there's not a man that you should lie, Father God, but you watch over your word to perform it. And I thank you for every prophetic word that has ever been spoken over any person's life on this line and anyone connected with them. It is so, and it cannot be otherwise, God. I thank you that we didn't let go of your hand. We shall hold on, Father God, to your unchanging hand, your power, God. No matter how good it is or how bad it is, God, you are still consistently, God, loving us unconditionally. Therefore, we shall praise you, O God. We shall worship you, O God. Everything in our being shall give you power, shall give give you glory, O God, because glory shall come back unto you, Father. I thank you, O God, just as Job was a complainer, as he was going through what he was going through. When you answered him and you decided to answer Job, God, you said, where were you when I hung the sun? Where were you when I flung the stars? Where were you when I caused the dead? Father, you are awesome. You are God, and it doesn't matter what we're walking through. You're going to get the glory. You're opening doors for people on this line. You're closing doors. You're bringing right people. You're moving wrong people. You're causing the floodgates to open, and I thank you for it right now. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for the healing. Bless every entrepreneur. Bless every business. Multiply, Father God. Multiply, God. Right people, right time, right contracts, right movements. I thank you right now, God. I thank you for deliverance of drug abuse right now, Father God, for the right child, the right son, the right daughter, the right father, the right mother. Father, I thank you for your hope, for your Holy Spirit, and I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing, because it is your anointing that destroys the yoke. There dwelleth no good thing in our flesh as we stand on the wall, God. But what we do know is you are faithful and you are just. You are faithful. Hey, you are faithful. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. You will never see your seed righteous forsaken or your seed begging bread. And we stand on your word tonight against everything that may try and say otherwise. We stand on your word, and I give you glory tonight. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let every cell, let every muscle, let every nerve, let every organ in the body lift up the name of God and function to your full capacity in the name of Jesus. Function to the capacity that God intended for you to function in the name of Jesus. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, Heavenly Father, we pray for the faint-hearted, Lord God. Tonight, Lord God, I raise my voice to pray for those who feel like they can't hear you, Lord God, for those who've prayed day in and day out, Lord God, but feel like they are alone, Lord God. I cancel the spirit of depression, the spirit of loneliness. Lord God, I cancel the spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that whatever those who are going through on this line right now, Lord God, if this is their lifeline, Lord God, I pray that you would touch them in this hour, Lord God, that they will feel your touch in this hour, Lord God, that they will see miracles happening in their life in this hour, Lord God. But I pray for those, Lord God, who are seeking you but can't feel like they can't find you, Lord God. I pray that you make yourself available to them, Lord God, for we know your miracles. We know your glory, Lord God. I pray that, that there's glory over marriages, Lord God, glory over children, over relationships, over jobs, Lord God, that people feel your glory in every area of their life, Lord God. We know. No, Lord God, you're a God of impossibility. You are the I am of possibilities, Lord God. So we thank you on this midnight hour cry, Lord God. If this is someone's cry tonight, Lord, I pray that you hear them in this midnight hour, Lord God. For Lord, I know where you have brought me from. I know where you have brought my family from. I know, Lord God. I know, Lord God, I felt you for myself, Lord God. I pray that you make yourself available, Lord God, to those who need you most, Lord God. I pray tonight, this midnight hour call, that we intercede for those who are giving up, Lord God. Even in this midnight hour, Lord God, for those who are giving up, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that they will feel you in this night, Lord God, that as they come on this lifeline, Lord God, that they will hear you, Lord God, that there is no time to give up, Lord God, the destinies over the lives of your children, Lord God, may it be met, may it manifest, may the miracles manifest, Lord God. I pray that you multiply every seed that's been sown in the ground, Lord God, that people feel your harvest. May they live to experience the harvest of God like never before, Lord God. I pray for our husbands, Lord God. I pray for our husbands, Lord God. I touch their minds, touch their hearts and their spirits. Give them strength to provide, Lord God. Give them confidence and strength, Lord God, in times when they feel like they are nothing, Lord God. I pray for them in this midnight hour, Lord God, and I pray for the wives. I pray for the wives and the mothers that are on this call that are the neck of the household, Lord God. I pray that you give them wisdom like never before, Lord God, to lead from behind, Lord God, to lead from the side, Lord God. I pray that you give them wisdom and peace and patience, Lord God. And I pray for the children, that they will follow the parents and they will follow the ways of the Lord, that they may come to know you in their own good way, Lord God. Lord, the Holy Spirit, may you run through our homes, charge our homes, charge our atmosphere, Lord God. I cancel any sickness. I cancel any attack. I cancel any arrow of the enemy, Lord God. We uproot it. We burn it down right now in the name of Jesus, that you would reign in our lives like never before, Lord God. Increase our faith. Increase our
seed, Lord God. Increase our commitment to your word, Lord God. That your word will never fall to the ground. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've gotten to us first, Lord God, that we've heard a yes from you, Lord God. We heard a yes for our destiny, for our lives, for our purpose, Lord God. And I pray that it will come into great manifestation, that we will live to say that God is good and God is great, and he's always on time, even in the midnight hour, God is on time. So we thank you tonight. Lord, I pray for my family, extended and near. Lord God, I pray that they would heal your word in this hour. Lord God, and even in death, there is life. Lord God, so resurrect every dead thing in the lives of the people on the call right now. Resurrect every dead thing, Lord God, that you would have to live, Lord God. And we thank you for the miracles that continue to just move through us, Lord God. I pray for this nation. I pray for the leaders, Lord God. I pray for all your people, all your children. They may come back to you, even those that are lost, Lord God, that there is still an opportunity. But Lord, your hands are wide open for us, Lord God. And I pray that we would have the heart and the minds to receive. I thank you for this. I thank you for the opportunity to give you praise and to say hallelujah. And to thank you, Lord God, for your greatness, your mighty, precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God, even here on the line right now, Father God. We thank you for every heart, every family, even now, Father God. Father, cover our families and our households even now, Father God. Father, allow your protecting angels to begin to go ahead and surround our homes even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, thank you for the opportunity to begin to worship your name in the morning, in the first, in the dawn of the hour, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to go ahead and praise you and lift your name up, Father God, for you are the head of our lives, Father God. Father, we thank you for our children even now, Father God. We know that they are our future, Father God. Begin to go ahead and touch their lives and touch their minds, Father God. Father, allow them to be leaders and not followers even now, Father God. Father, order our steps that we may begin to walk in alignment with you even now, Father God. Father, touch our hearts, Father. Father, allow our hearts to be lifted as we begin to keep worshiping you, Father God. Father, allow us to have the dreams of dreams and begin to remember our dreams, Father God. Allow those innovative ideas to begin to just brew out of us, Father God. Father, allow us to have the wisdom and understanding to move as you say move, Father God. Father, allow our ears to be sharpened so that we can hear your voice, Father God. Father, allow our visions to be clear so we can see what's ahead, Father God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you even now. We thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for our leadership, Archbishop and Pastor Deborah. We thank you for our families even now, Father God. I thank you for my family, Father God. I thank you for all of my loved ones even now and all of the loved ones that are attached to those on the line here tonight, Father God. I thank you for the men in our lives even now, Father God. Touch their hearts and allow them to have the strength to endure every day. Touch the women even now, Father God. Allow them to have the strength to persevere even now, Father God. Touch the households, Father God. Allow us to have our angels following us as we come and as we go, Father God. Touch our hearts. Allow us to move and flow in your love, Father God. Allow peace to reign in our hearts and in our homes even now, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace even now into our minds and into our hearts, Father God. Blow a fresh wind of peace into the families even now, Father God. Whatever is not of you, Father, allow peace to reign even now, Father. Let peace reign. Peace, be still, even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign, Father God. In your mighty name we pray, giving you all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father God, for this day that you've given to us, Father God. We thank you for life, health, and strength today. Father God, because this is the day that you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we're able to come to you, Father God, before your throne of grace, boldly as we know how, Father God, humbly as well, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that we can offer to you our petitions today, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Father God. Yes. We thank you, Father God, for putting a man in place, Father God, the man of God in place, Father God, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for him. We thank you for the revelation and the knowledge that you've given to him to impart to his people this this people, this nation, this world, Father God. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Jordan right now, Deborah Jordan right now, and how you've just been touching her and using her, Father God, for the ministry, for Zoe Ministries, Father God, to perform excellence and to be a seer, Father God, for us. And a mother to sons and daughters so that they can have someone to role model, someone to mimic, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the company of prophets, Father God, and that we are coming up into a new language, into a new shift, even now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are coming up and out of something that was old into something that is new, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that with you, Father God, we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength, Father God. We thank you that you are working things out for our good right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are perfecting those things that concern us, Father God. We thank you right now that our need is being, our seed is meeting our needs right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now that as we come into springtime and harvest, Father God, that we are going to reap a reward, Father God, for committing our ways to you. You say if we trust in you, you say that if we commit our ways to you, Father God, that you shall bless us, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that, oh, we haven't seen the righteous man forsaken, nor the seed begging bread, nor the children begging bread. So we're going to mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. So we thank you, Father God, that we are walking even in peace right now because you supply all of our need. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are doing the most in our life today, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even ask or even think, Father God. You're doing it even now because we're operating in a now faith. We're operating in a now love. We're operating in a now joy. We're operating in a now peace. We're operating in a now sufficiency. Thank you, Father God. And saying you are a liar. We have power, love, and a sound mind. And there is nothing that you can do to touch us because we recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. You have to flee because we submit to God. You have to flee. Get out of our life. Get out of our family's life. Get out of our children's lives. Get out of our minds right now in the name of Jesus. We shut down that the hand of the enemy right now by the blood of Jesus. We are protected, and we are moving forward in the things of God. We are moving forward and expanding the kingdom. Kingdom expansion. Kingdom expansion. Kingdom expansion. We call it forth now. And we thank you, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all praise and all honor and all glory just for who you are. For your Alpha and Omega. Just for who you are. You are our very present help in time of trouble. Just for who you are.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be so careful to give you praise and honor and glory.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah, Oh, yes, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We call upon you this morning, Father. We call upon you, Father, this morning. Oh, Lord, as the intercessors, Lord, we cry upon you, Lord. We are crying, my Father, for our children. We are crying, Lord, for our country. Father, intervene in the country. Intervene, Lord Jesus, in our children's life. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, what can we do without you? What can we say without you, Lord? We ask you, Spirit of the Living God, that guide us, Lord, and teach us this morning, Lord, as we are praying, Lord, as we are starting a new day, Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, I just want to take this opportunity and pray for South Africa. Africa, mighty God. Lord, I pray for the government, Lord. I come against the confusion, Lord, in the government, Lord. I pray, Lord, if this is the time for David, Lord, let it be, Father. The people in the government, Lord, they are fighting each other, Lord. We cannot stand and see what is happening, Lord. We pray, mighty God, that raise the prophets, Lord, that will come and talk the word of God to them, Lord. Raise your true intercessors, Lord, that will intercede in truth and in spirit. Oh, Father, we pray this morning that help your people, mighty God, who those things are going astray, Lord, and you are there, my God. We pray this morning, Lord, even for our children, Lord. My children are in drugs, Lord. We cry day and night, Lord. We don't sleep, Father, because of the situation, because of what is happening around the world. But, Father, we know that you are God, and we know, Lord, that your promises are amen and amen, Lord, as you said in your word, that whatever we ask in your name, Father, it shall be given unto us, Lord. Father, we come against even the false prophets, Lord, that are the things that are happening in South Africa right now, Lord. We see people, Lord, giving your people wrong information. We see, my Lord, things happening in the country. People calling them prophets, Lord, and they give your children doom, Lord. They give your children thirst to drink, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit. We come against the spirit of Jezebel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Restore your people, mighty God. Restore all the prophets, Lord, Israel, all the fivefold ministry. This is a time, mighty God, and a season, Lord, for the true people, Lord. We ask the mind of Jesus to be in us, Lord, so that we may speak the truth, nothing else but the truth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, today is the day, Lord, that you have made, mighty God. I pray for all the ministers around the world, Lord, as they will be going out to preach your word. I pray for wisdom, Lord, and knowledge of your word. And I, God, I pray that you give them the discerning of the spirit, so they may know what is wrong and what is right. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, even for the power of healing, the power of deliverance, Lord, that no arms against your people will ever prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we stand upon your truth, Lord. We stand upon your word, Lord. You said, Lord, that you have given us the power and the authority. So all the curses that were sent upon our families, all the curses that were sent upon the world, Lord, we send it back to the sender, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. Oh, yeah, yeah, Mama. Oh, we bless you, Father. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Take control, mighty God. Take control for the situation, Lord. Oh, Yababan. As we are preparing, Lord, to go to the different services this morning, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are going to be amongst us, Lord. As we preach your word, Lord, you are going to preach through us, Lord. We thank you for the word that comes from above, Lord. The word that comes from you, Lord. And we thank you even for the people who are coming to the service this morning, Lord. We thank you, my God. Open their ears, Lord. Open their mind. Open their heart, Lord, so they may listen to you, Lord. Not anybody else, but listen to you, Lord. And we come against the spirit of confusion, even in the churches, Lord. That, Father, reign, Jesus. Reign in our churches, Lord. Reign in our lives, Lord. Father, we thank you. And we declare it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Es que tererero boso koti disi kete beshe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you even now. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for being who you are, and besides you, there is no other. Lord God, we come before you now humbly, and we thank you, Lord. We come just to thank you for being you. Lord, we thank you for giving us your son. Lord, we thank you just for the blessed holy name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you even now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the anointing, Lord. We thank you for the anointing, because it's the anointing, Father, that breaks the yoke, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that anointing. And you get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the praise. Lord God, we thank you now. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you said that those that hope in the Lord, that you will renew their strength and that they will soar like eagles and they will run and not get weary and they will walk and they will not faint. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you said that we would pass through waters, but that you will be with us, and that when we pass through the rivers, Lord Jesus, that they will not sweep over you, that when we walk through the fire, Lord Jesus, that we will not be burned, that when we walk through the fire, Lord Jesus, that we won't have the scent of smoke. Oh, thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you for touching our loved ones, Father. Thank you for bringing them out, Father. Thank you for sending provision, Father. Thank you for sending abundance, Father. Thank you for sending peace now, Father. Thank you for touching their minds, touching their hearts, Father, touching their feet that they may walk and follow the path that you have set before them. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. We thank you now. We thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father. We ask that you continue to cover and touch him, Father, as he continues to globalize the prophetic. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you for her, Father, and as she continues to lift up the Master Prophet, Father, lift up his hands. And, Father, we ask that you continue to lift her up now in this season. Father, I thank you now for all the pastors, Father. I thank you now for all the prophets, Father. I thank you now for all of your members, Father, all of your children, Father. Oh, Lord, bless them now, Father. Equip them with a double measure, Father, even now. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for allowing me to just rest in your spirit, to allow us to come together on this morning call, God. Father God, I ask that you touch every mind and every heart, God, on this soul, on this line, God. Father God, we let your will be done in our lives. Only your will to be done in our life, God. Father God, we ask that you order each and every one's steps. Order our steps in your word, God. Let your light shine in our life, Father God. Father God, we know that all things work out for the good, God, and we thank you for that, God. Father God, I thank you for making us strong at any moment, God, making us strong when we feel weak, God, making us strong when we are down, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. We thank you, God. Father God, I lift up our children, God. I lift up our sons, God, to you, God. They're not ours, but they're yours, God. Father God, we ask that you guide them, put the angels around them, God. Favor them, God. Remember our seed, God. Remember our cries, God. Father God, we come to you this morning with open hearts, God, too open to receive, God. We come to understand and to know, God. Even if we don't understand, God, we still stand, God. Father God, we thank you for all the mighty things you're doing in our life and continuing to do and guiding us, God. We thank you for being our shepherd, God, and that we have no want, God. But, God, we know that all things that you provide in our life is because of you. We thank you for the inspirational thoughts, God, in allowing us to be who we are. Father God, we come to you right now, God, and ready to receive. In this mighty name, I pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah. As your word said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity and who healeth all our diseases. And Father God, we thank you right now, and we bless you right now. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do in the lives of your people in advance. We thank you, Father God, for this prayer time, God. Hallelujah. Come before your throne of grace boldly, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for every listener on this, hallelujah, this conference prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their family, families right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over their neighborhoods, over their cars, over, hallelujah, even of their jobs and their careers, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over their community, God, and even, hallelujah, over their whole state right now. Cover them with your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you allow the Holy Spirit to go before us and make every crooked place straight right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to go before us right now to make every crooked place straight in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us love, peace, joy, meekness, humbleness, kindness, health, and success. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit, hallelujah, of overflow, the spirit of divine increase, the hallelujah, spirit of turn around right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are ordering our steps. Hallelujah. Our steps in your will, God, in your divine will, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you will give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Not as the world give, but as you give unto us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare overflow and breakthrough. Hallelujah. Shower your people with your anointing, God. Shower your people with your uncommon favor right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, as your people, hallelujah, glory, petition you in this hour for every prayer, God. In the name of Jesus. God, right now, I thank you right now that you're going to bring an instantaneous return back to them, Lord. An instantaneous answer, God, and solutions for them, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. You are our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition in our life and be our peacemaker right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now for salvation for our unsaved loved ones right now. We call them from the north, from the south, and the east and the west. God, send forth laborers into the vineyard right now in the name of Jesus. Anointed laborers, God. Send them forth now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now for salvation for our youth right now, for even gang members right now. In the name of Jesus, we call them forth right now. People that are on drugs, God, bring healing and restoration to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard George and his prophetic stand for the world. We thank you for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan and her stand for God's people in the world, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for their beloved family, Lord. I thank you for, hallelujah, grandchildren. And thank you, Father God, for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. Hallelujah. We thank you for her life. Continuously strengthen her. Bless Zoe Ministry as a whole, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless every family member. Bless the Kelly family. Bless the Chin family. Put your loving arms around them. Bring comfort to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that your words say you should supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you'll continue giving us seed to sow and bread to eat in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for the lift and the shift that you're bringing to your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that has been said and done, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the blood that washes away every one of our sins, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work. We thank you for the promises that you have made unto us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we know that you are more than faithful to bring about those things that you have promised unto us, Father. And Father, we thank you right now for every prayer that have been uttered, every request that has been made. To you be honor and glory now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, I just thank and praise God for
amen.
Today. I mean, God is just keep getting better and better. And I'm going to decrease, but I won't, before I leave, I just want to put this thought before y'all as we start our day out on tomorrow. And you can write it down because you have been leading me to just find, you know, like just some of the quotes or principles that we're doing to bring encouragement. And this one I really love today. I fell in love with this one. And it says, prayer isn't to remind God of what our problems, our situations, our challenges, or whatever we're going through, but prayer is to remind them who God is. And my mind went back to remind me and to let me know that is there anything too big or too hard for God to do? So no matter what you're going through, no matter the challenge, no matter the situation, when we come to God in prayer, it's just to remind those things that we're going through who God is, that he's more than able to deliver us. So I just thank and praise God for that. Also, here's another one. God will put no more on us than that which we are already able to bear, because prayer is bringing your wishes, your desires, your hope, and worries to God, and faith is leaving them there. So I just want to leave that with you, no matter what you're going through, but know that prayer, what we're doing, we're bringing it to the Lord, and we know that he's more than able to carry it. And we're going to move forth in the face of God, knowing that it's already taken care of in the name of Jesus. So thank you, people of God, for continue in the prayer, continue to stand, because we are about our Father's business. Amen. So Prophet Bethany, I don't know if you're on the line, or Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can release us and give us the assignment of what's going on or what's next. Prophet Bethany or Prophet Naomi.
Amen, and I'm here.
Okay.
Pastor and Prophet Bethany, I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight's call. On tonight, just give a few, just real brief announcements. Do not forget, we are springing forward, so we do lose an hour tonight. Just letting everyone know that. We will have church service. First, we have Bible study, which is at 9:30 at 310 Riverside Drive. At Zoe Ministries at the Eagles House. So if you are in the New York area and are looking for a place to fellowship, please come on out. And that is at 9:30 a.m. leadership class with our Master Prophet Archbishop, as well as 9 a.m. is also Sunday school Bible study class with the youth where they have teaching. We also will have 11 a.m. church service. We will have 11 a.m. church service and then 4 p.m. church service. And then we will be back here. That's why we will be back here at 11:50 p.m. either with myself or Prophetess Bethany that will be getting the lineup of the call. I want to say good night and thank you to all, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. God bless.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. We love you all to life. Peace and blessings.
We love you. Thank you.
We love you all. Bye-bye.